This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We're live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for VCU hoops. Every men's basketball game can be heard right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The Good Feet Store tip-off show returns Thursday as the VCU Rams host American as they continue this homestand here throughout the rest of this calendar year. December 31st, they start conference play hosting the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to go around all things Atlantic 10 hoops with us here as we get ready for another season of conference play. And we'll be catching up with this guest in Pittsburgh for the A-10 Conference Tournament. Host of Three Bid League, it's our buddy Tyler Cronin. What's up, Tyler?
How are you, Adam? It's great to be on the show today.
Absolutely, and I think we start with the obvious question, which is, you call yourself the Three Bid League pod. Are we back at a Three Bid League?
It's more optimistic than most years. I would say that we should be feeling great about the potential of two this season, just because of the fact that we've had a lot of teams not taking bad losses. But I mean, VCU's seen it just about as much as any team. It's those lack of super high-quality non-conference wins that might hold the league back as a group.
As we sit here today, December 17th, name us the Atlantic 10 teams that you think have a chance to make the NCAA tournament with an at-large bid.
So, for a whole lot of teams right now, it's about just racking up a whole ton of wins. And the teams that can do that and still potentially make their way in, I think St. Louis has the best shot. I think Dayton and VCU are sitting right behind them. George Mason, perhaps. And then once you get beyond that, it's a lot of teams that would basically have to go like 17-1. So we can probably leave all of them off the table.
Yeah, the only other team that I would maybe point to is St. Bonaventure, but they just don't have the signature win this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of in between the two groups. I think we just don't think of them as a team that's likely to go 15-3, but if they did, it would be in play. The Ohio loss the other day does not help them, though.
Yeah, no, good point there. What about the bottom of the conference? What do you make about what's happening at Loyola Chicago right now?
They don't play defense. That's really about the simplest way to sum it up. And they can't outrun and outgun teams in the way that, say, like a George Washington can, because their three-point shooters aren't good enough. And that's normally true for the Ramblers, but typically they can lock teams down on the other end, and a hot shooting day is just a bonus.
Yeah, no, I totally see what you're saying there. It'd be interesting if they decide to make a coaching change in the middle of the season or at the end of the season. You know, we're talking about the A-10, but do you get frustrated like I do to see Xavier Brown go off and Melvin Council Jr. go off for other teams?
I mean, it's kind of just part of the game at this point, especially Melvin Council, who's someone who has just been kind of a hired gun his whole career. The Xavier Brown one is a real bummer. It was someone who came up, he went to St. Joe's, he developed there. His stepfather was the head assistant coach. It seemed like he was probably coming back to St. Joe's this year. And so that one particularly hurts. He's someone that I've had so much fun watching from afar the last couple of years.
The Dayton Flyers are 9-3 overall, and you know, it feels like every year the fan base gets upset with Coach Anthony Grant, and yet he somehow beats the crap out of Big East teams in non-conference play. And then, of course, they're going to have to play well in conference to have a chance to be an A-10 tournament, an NCAA tournament team. But how do you feel about the program right now with Anthony Grant in charge?
I mean, look, it's give and take. I've always been probably closer to the side of a Grant defender. I thought that their game plan against Virginia in the loss 2 weeks ago was honestly a disgrace. They came back yesterday against Florida State with one of the best prepped games that I think they've had in a very long time. They knew exactly how to exploit that team's aggressiveness and sloppiness, put up over 90, I forget the exact final score at this point, they put up 95, 96 points on an ACC team. I think right now it comes down to Grant's greatest bugaboo, which is that they can't take multiple bad losses in conference play, which they do most years. Other than that, I look at the talent, I look at the production, I look at the way that they've played against lesser competition in the last month, and they feel like one of the best two bets to win the league right now. They just can't take like a LaSalle loss and a Loyola loss in the same week or something of that ilk.
Yeah, no, totally understand what you're saying there. Tyler Cronin with this here talking Atlantic 10 Conference. He's the host of the Three Bid League Pod. Follow him on Twitter at tcrons21. What is your perspective at VCU? You know, on the show, I've been saying this is a team that's still trying to get to know each other, and they've struggled in close games because of that.
Yeah, and honestly, I think the other issue is that this is a wonderful ensemble. A+. A wonderful ensemble is a one-way ticket right to an NIT home game. And they need someone to emerge as just a guy who can make things happen in the toughest moments. I mean, maybe you agree, maybe you don't. I think Lazar Djokovic has been their best player so far this year, really on both ends of the floor. But he's just not someone that at the end of the New Mexico game, he can create things off the bounce for himself. You've got to find ways to get him the ball. And a lot of their best players are guys who need the ball fed to them. They got a lot of young guards who will hopefully really grow in the next month or two. And that's their best path forward.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was well said. Djokovic has been our most dominant player in the paint, and yet, you know, he's turnover prone, and I don't think it's going to be smart going to him in the stretch of a close game during conference play. Terrence Hill's our best shot maker, but he needs somebody else to try to set him up, really, or to get open off of the screen. I think the coaching staff would tell you the answer is Jadrian Tracy with his experience at Oregon, but we just haven't seen like that dog mentality from Tracy this season.
Yeah, and he's actually who I was thinking of as another guy who doesn't really create a ton for himself. He does more than, say, like a Djokovic off the bounce, but he's someone that to me just profiles as like your classic awesome third guy. He's so good at so many things, but he's just simply not a star.
Yeah. What would you say about the net ranking and KenPom for VCU moving to February and March here? And look, conference play will decide things, but when non-conference, I would say zero bad losses, but also zero good wins.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'd put it too. they're tough to project this year because this is a coach that we just don't know very well in Phil Martelli Jr. And he doesn't have the track record of a Ryan Odom. He comes from outside the VCU family, on like a Mike Rhodes. So we don't really know what to expect in terms of a track record of player development. I'll tell you right now, if Phil Martelli Jr. is as good of a coach as the VCU administration must believe he is to have given him this job, we're going to see this team make jumps up in KenPom and in the net. Maybe it's 5 spots, maybe it's 20 spots, but this team has a lot of places where they can improve, and if the coaching staff is on it the next couple of months, we're definitely going to see that.
Yeah, and we've already seen player development from Terrence Hill, completely different guy than he was last year. Player development from Michael Bell, player development from Brandon Jennings. It's got to continue throughout this season. George Mason's sitting at 10-1, but that one loss told me a lot about this George Mason team, especially after I saw what VCU did to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, Virginia Tech is just, quite frankly, not that great of a team with old friend Toby Lawal out of the lineup right now. So that was a real disheartening one for George Mason. I think it kind of told us that the Patriots are right around where the more optimistic people had them in the preseason. Not quite at that top level of a 10 contender, but a team that can definitely get a double bye, a team that the top contenders are definitely not going to want to see on the other side of the court from them in the A-10 tournament, but I don't think they're at the level of the Dayton, St. Louis, VCU teams that are probably above them.
Right down the street, the Richmond Spiders and Coach Mooney are 9-1. Where did you have them preseason in the A-10, and has that changed at all?
I had them 5th, which is
that's really optimistic.
I think just about no one did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yeah.
And I have them either fifth or sixth right now. This is a tremendous team. Another kind of great cast of characters. One of the big reasons for optimism, two major transfers, Will Johnson and Jaden Daughtry, who were both honestly just flat out bad the first 3-4 weeks of the season, have both really turned a corner and are putting together their best games now. And so Richmond's starting to form a core kind of 7 or 8 guys that I think can actually battle with the better teams in the league.
Tyler Cronin with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You know, my partner Michael Phillips has openly complained about the Atlantic 10 not doing a good enough job putting their best programs on TV and making it so the country can watch the A-10 play. What are your thoughts on the Atlantic 10 and what they've done with their TV schedule?
I would warn people not to look at the Friday 10 schedule as we get into the first couple of weeks of conference play. There is a lot of flexibility in Chicago. honestly, one of the big issues with that specifically is it's not on the A-10. ESPN picks those games, and so that's why we see so much of those same kind of four teams, Dayton, VCU, St. Louis, Loyola, Chicago. I guess they do well in the TV ratings. Those are the kind of data that we are not publicly privy to. I would love to see some sort of like flex option, but I think in terms of switching games from like Friday to Saturday, that's really tricky. Maybe we could see some instance where USA could bump a team from noon to 2 to get them on TV, but yeah, I mean, that's one that it's the problem with getting TV times done in August. I'll actually defend the conference on this one.
Yeah, I mean, all eyes are on the Atlantic 10 here in Richmond to be more than a one-bid league. And with Bernadette McGlade announcing that she's stepping down, she's going to retire at the end of the year here. I mean, all eyes are going to be on who the next commissioner is. Do you think the A-10 is in a good position or a bad position with the way things are going in college athletics?
I think it's neither. I don't think anyone outside of really the ACC, outside of really the SEC, Big Ten, and maybe the Big 12 and Big East would say that they're in a good position right now. But the A-10 is in a significantly better position than a lot of conferences. They have the TV exposure. They have money flowing in. They're still going to have access to the NCAA tournament, and if things expand, maybe they get a little bit more access. It's not going to change the world, but one extra team every 4 or 5 years would probably happen. That's not a bad thing. I think they're kind of stuck in a no man's land, and things aren't great. Things aren't horrible. We'll see if people are looking for more creativity or not. It's not just an A-10 problem. The Mountain West, the American, everyone else has kind of a lack of creativity issue right now.
Tyler, who would be your early projection for A-10 Player of the Year?
That's a tough one because the most exemplary individual players right now are not on the best teams. So I'm going to go ahead. I think St. Louis right now would be my favorite to win the league. I think Robbie Avila, who has not been their best player this season, I think just kind of is consistently such a great offensive force that if the Billikens go 15-3, 16-2, run away with the league, I'd say he's the best bet. But this is the murkiest player of the year race we've had in December in well over a decade.
Yeah. What do you think about Javon Bennett winning it?
I'm not even sure he's the best guard on his own team. That's part of the issue. DeShay Montgomery's playing out of his mind.
Yeah, he is. He reminds me of Matt Barnes. Do you see that at all?
Yes. They both have kind of the same crazy streak.
Yeah, right. I mean, dude, I was upset that Dayton lost, but that game against UVA was thrilling with the amount of runs.
It was thrilling in the first half, and then Dayton just stopped guarding Jakari White. But DeShay Montgomery, the back-to-back dunks, that was kind of his, this is not a fluke, I can play with a top 25 team with top 25 athletes type of moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining the show today, man. Always fun to catch up with you.
Yeah, anytime. Love chatting A10 Hoops with you, Adam.
Yep. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the entire Washington Commanders conversation is all surrounding Jaden Daniels and his comments yesterday after finding out he would be held out for the final three games of this season. And when asked about the difference between Daniels and Quinn saying he could have returned in the game but was never ruled out, right? But then Wednesday, it was said that he re-aggravated the injury. Daniels said, quote, "Adrenaline is a hell of a drug. Things change when stuff settles down." And, like, I think that's so interesting because that was the whole conversation was, well, how could he have played on Sunday and come back in if he could not play then on Wednesday the following week? I think Daniels let us know the answer. They should not, and correctly did not, let him come back into the game on Wednesday, because he would have been putting himself at danger of re-injuring himself or causing more structural damage. That really should have been more of the conversation this week was, hey, we evaluated him. We chose not to put him back in on Sunday. Instead, the conversation was, he was never ruled out, but being down 17-0 in the third quarter, we decided it was the right call. No! You did not put him back in because doctors told you he was not good enough to return. Like, that's the way this should have been handled. And then there would not have been the fallout and people being upset with Dan Quinn for what he said, because he wouldn't have said it, right? He basically sounded like a guy who had given up and quit when he said Jaden was not ruled out, but at 17-0 in the third quarter, we decided it was best to not bring him back. No. At 17-0, the game's not over. He didn't come back because if it wasn't for the adrenaline, they would have realized that his elbow's not right. And apparently today his elbow's not right, and it wasn't going to be right this weekend. And if they were in a playoff push, maybe they would reevaluate next week and give him a chance to return. But it's just so frustrating because it does feel like this front office, this coaching staff, is not handling Daniel's injuries correct. And are they going to be able to handle his injuries moving forward correctly? It's been a terrible season. I still believe Jaden Daniels is the guy. I think that he could have used the reps of the final three games. But if he's not fully healthy, if he's not right, then there is no decision. You don't have the discussion if he's just not cleared medically. And they're either lying to us and saying he's not cleared medically to save face, or he's not cleared medically. And if he's not cleared medically today, then he should not have been cleared medically the two Sundays ago when we were playing against the Minnesota Vikings. It's as simple as that. So I'll be watching this coaching staff moving forward, any type of injury that Jaden suffers here. How are they handling it? Is it going to be the same next year? I think it's pretty obvious that they played him in the Vikings game because they thought there was a chance they could win out and make the postseason. That's why you played him. Instead, he got hurt. He didn't finish the game. It looked like you lost the locker room, and you then decide to shut him down. He probably should not have come back against the Minnesota Vikings, unfortunately. That was one person thinking as the head coach and another person thinking as the general manager. And once the playoffs were officially not going to happen as you were eliminated, it became a decision that should not be made by the head coach, in my mind. And I think that's the difference between what we heard from Dan Quinn on Sunday, what we heard from him on Monday, what we heard from him on Wednesday, and what we heard from him the following Monday this week when they announced that Jaden Daniels would be shut down for the remainder of this season. I'm not happy about it, but I think it was the right call to make sure that Jaden has the best chance possible to have a stellar junior year. And I said earlier, I'm going to say it again, I will put money on Jaden Daniels to win Comeback Player of the Year. I believe in him. I believe that this kid will come back, will hopefully understand what he needs to do to stay healthy next year. Because I Kevin Sheehan talked about this on his show, and I think it's the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Obvious thing that everyone's wondering. What's the biggest question you have about Jaden Daniels moving forward? It's not, does he have the arm strength? No. It's not, does he have the accuracy? No, that's not the question. It's, can he stay available? That's our biggest question about Jaden Daniels moving into year three. And so he needs to understand that. And from what we heard when he talked to the media, I think he is understanding that. Like, the quote that I read that was very eye-opening from Jaden Daniels was this one. I don't want to miss games at all. It's been frustrated being associated with missing games. As long as he understands that. Because I know some people had an issue with what he said yesterday, calling it freak injuries. I don't have a problem with him saying that. I just need him to stick with this. Your quote saying, it's been frustrating being associated with missing games. You know now that you are associated with quarterbacks that get injuries. You're associated with injury-prone quarterbacks. You're associated now in conversation with RG3 based on what happened to him. So I just need Jaden Daniels to understand that. I know you're disappointed, but next year, like Michael was talking about, when the Packers are blitzing you all night, you got to learn to throw the ball away, throw it to a hot route receiver. Don't try to beat the blitz with your legs over and over again. He ran too much. That's why I said earlier, the year three plan for Jaden Daniels by this coaching staff needs to be to lower the percentage of scramble plays. He can do it. It just can't be every single time that there's a guy in his face. He's got to have the ability to use his arms and his legs. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We've got a team from the state of Virginia in the CFP and the JMU Dukes. We got another team that's got a bowl game tonight. They'll be dancing, hopefully, after a win in Orlando. ODU is taking on South Florida. The voice of ODU football, Ted Alexander, will join us next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, your home for the most college football talk in town. We are dancing with the Dukes as JMU is heading to Eugene to take on Oregon. We had the play-by-play voice of the Dukes, Dave Riggert, on the show. Now joining us as it is a game day, the voice of the ODU Monarchs will take on South Florida in the Cure Bowl tonight. It is Ted Alexander. What's up, Ted?
Good to talk to you, Adam. I love you playing the hits coming in. Here we go. Another strong song coming up.
Absolutely. I want to, before we preview this game, get your opinion on the 12-team college football playoff, getting two G5 teams in, one representing the Sun Belt in JMU. But, as much as I am for this, it feels like the rage from Notre Dame fans is going to lead to maybe this is the end of multiple G5 teams getting in.
It could be, but that's the way the rules were this year. Let's go, JMU. Let's go, Tulane. And let's go stop whining Notre Dame. Come on. You have to understand, if you're Notre Dame, you've been getting the first bite at the buffet for generations now. And you had a responsibility if you're Notre Dame, because you get all the best looks to go to a bowl game and show people that the bowl process should continue or should at least be a part of our future. No, they decided to take the ball and go home, and I hate it.
Well said, Ted. This has been a solid ODU football season, 9-3, second in the Sun Belt, and had a good showing against Indiana, who's in the CFP, a great first half against James Madison. How would you describe the way this season has played out for ODU football?
It's been crazy, Adam. A four-game win streak, a two-game losing streak, and a five-game winning streak, and it's been an exciting ride to be on. And you get to 9-3, most wins since 2016, and the Monarchs get the most wins in the Ricky Ronnie era, and just the vibe around the team all year long has been a positive one. They've gone out there, they've played violently, they've made plays when they had to, and when they made mistakes and screwed up, they paid for it with the three losses. Turnovers in those three losses were just diabolical against Old Dominion.
So it's going to be a good bowl matchup here with South Florida and ODU, two teams who both had solid seasons. However, in this new era of the college football, we have opt-outs, and that will certainly affect this game. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you've got Colton Joseph will not be playing for Old Dominion, the Sun Belt Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Byron Brown, quarterback for South Florida, he's not going to play in the game. He was a Heisman candidate halfway through the season after the start that the Bulls got off to. That's a combined 76 touchdowns responsible for not playing here today. And that's okay, because these teams are loaded at all skill positions, offensively and defensively. I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game. Those two guys are really good players. And Colton, I wish him nothing but best. He did great for Old Dominion. He parlayed his way into a nice payday, and that's the way it is these days. Should that change? Well, don't get me on that subject. But he did what he had to do for ODU, and now it's up to Quinn Henickel and the guys around him to keep that offense rolling.
What is your preview of the opponent? What's the South Florida Bulls have done this season? Like you said, they're missing their quarterback. But, there was a point in this season when they looked like they were going to be the G5 representative.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, they were ranked up as high as 2 in the country earlier this season. But that's why it's good for all of us to remember it's a long, long campaign. And while early success can pay fruit or dividends down the road, you got to keep playing well. And this team, I mean, they're just rolling. They average 500 yards offense per game. They defensively can stuff you when they take the ball away. 24 turnovers created. So you better mind your P's and Q's, because mistakes against this team can be very costly.
Ted Alexander is the voice of ODU football, the Monarchs, against South Florida tonight in the Cure Bowl. Paint us a picture of what this week has been like, the prep. Where are you staying? Do you get to go to the wide world of sports and all the fun there in Orlando?
Well, here's all I need to tell you, Adam. When we left on Sunday, they had to de-ice the plane. It was 20 degrees in Norfolk. We landed, and it was 76 degrees in Orlando, and that was a trade-up for us. Today, we've got 74 degrees, partly cloudy skies. It's been a really nice week. The team hotel was large enough where we had a lot of the families of the players and a lot of the coaches' families here. So you're just wandering around the lobby, just meeting people and talking to people and sharing what has been a really good season. And then you've got the idea that this is the Cure Bowl, title sponsor. All bowls do great things for charities, but this is a really special bowl where the title sponsor is the search for a cure for cancer. And it's touched all of us. And it's been a special way to go about looking at this because, you know, you might be selling breakfast pastries or mayonnaise or those types of things, and that's great. But here, we're looking for a cure for cancer, and it's a bit different a putt than we've had in the past and anybody else has. But when you come to the Cure Bowl, you are mindful of the fact that there are a lot of people that have been affected by this disease, and you need to do your part to help.
Ted, there's been a lot of conversations about championship week not meaning as much anymore with the 12-team college football playoffs. And, you know, that's every team's goal to get there. But also bowl season is still important. What would a bowl win mean for ODU?
First 10 wins season since 2006. Most wins for Ricky Ronnie coach teams. It would also... For the guys coming up, I think, Adam, show that you put in the hard work, you believe in each other, you play for one another, and you have the common goals, and you do what's necessary to achieve those goals, it's worth something. And it might be just a one-year book that you're writing, not just a chapter of your 4 or 5 year career. But in that 1 year, if you do your darndest and achieve, you've got to enjoy it, you've got to relish it, then the next year, the whole new group comes in and has to try and repeat it.
ODU against South Florida, next man up mentality as both teams are going to be without their starting quarterback. Ted, what would the keys to victory be for ODU?
Don't turn the ball over. Get Quinn Henekel, who will be making his second start. His first start was the last game of last season. And this is why those types of games, Adam, are so important, because he plays against Arkansas State. He makes his first start. He runs a 92-yard touchdown on the first play of the game. He is the Sun Belt Conference Offensive Player of the Week. That's his one start ever. And he's got that in the back of his bonnet. And I was talking to his mom this week, and she's, of course, quivering. She's his mom. But he had the opportunity once before, and he seized it and did really well with it. We're hoping that's the key today. Got to protect the football, and if you can get a couple away from the Bulls, that would be good too. And it'll be interesting to see how their six-year quarterback, a guy named Gaston Moore, who's never – this is his first collegiate start. He was with Alex Gorish in Central Florida, also at Tennessee, and then here at South Florida. He's been a backup for a long time. Good guy, good soldier. Is he a good player? We'll find out.
It's going to be a fun one. Good luck on the call tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Adam, thanks for having me on. And thanks for your preseason thing. I think that was a good luck charm for us. Well done.
Absolutely. And we have to thank Robert, who was the sponsor of our event as well, who is a diehard fan of the Monarchs. He's an alum, and he's at almost every single home game as well. Ted, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Jay Money, we haven't done a dude food today, and I'm getting hungry. I feel like I've worked up an appetite with today's show. How are you doing over there?
I'm always ready to eat. Lunchtime's coming up for me.
Yeah. Well, we call you Jay Lunch Money now on AWOD Radio, but today will not be the day that I ask you to go out and buy me lunch for the bets that you have lost. But I'll tell you, we've been doing something new at the AWOD household here, which is twice a week we do a crock pot meal.
Ooh. Okay.
And I'll tell you this. We've done it probably 3 or 4 times, and they haven't all been hits. All right, there was a miss in there. Not all the cooking is good, but I will say, even the one that was bad, coming home to a crock pot meal, the whole house smells good. We made nacho soup yesterday. I mean, I don't know how my girlfriend did it. It was beans and corn and all the stuff to make, I guess, make nachos or tacos in a crock pot with taco meat. It was amazing. But it's just The crock pot, there's something about, especially in the colder months, as soon as you open the door, the whole house smells good. It's amazing. It's a life changer. I'm going home today. I can't wait to see what the house smells like tonight, because we're probably doing another crock pot meal.
It's been a while since I had a good crock pot meal. Didn't have it in college, and I haven't invested in one when I moved down here.
Oh,
so
really?
I've been missing out. We used to have a good... We used to do something like that, like taco meat every once in a while in the crock pot. Would come home from school and high school and just be sitting on the counter. Might sneak a little bite before dinner.
Oh, you got to.
Of course.
And then you get one after dinner as well. In college, we had a crock pot that was only used once a year. Super Bowl Sunday for AWOD's Granny's Meatballs. Mm. It's a simple recipe. Barbecue sauce, grape jelly. In a crock pot all day with meatballs, by kickoff, those things are banging.
I love a good meatball recipe.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, every day on AWOD Radio, we close the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night here on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
Game Day. Game Day. Either you blasting the Game Day sounder or I just turned my headphones up. But I mean, that just got me so fired up for Game Day. All right. We got to start with ODU against South Florida. Thanks, Ted Alexander, for coming on the show. Here's the national preview of the Cure Bowl, which is today at 5 o'clock between Old Dominion and South Florida from Orlando. Let's take a listen.
ODU had some crooked numbers on the scoreboard this year. They were involved in a lot of shootouts, even a shootout loss to James Madison, where you were just dealing with 30s, 40s, 50s. So they are obviously capable of it. And while you have to wonder what the impact is of Alex Golish leaving the South Florida team, I still think that when you've set up an offense that has the wide receivers spitting on the sidelines, spread all the way out, you're still going to have enough open space on the field for it to be leaning in the high scoring direction. So I'm not going to downgrade the offensive potential of the Bulls after Alex Golish leaves, and I certainly am expecting Ricky Ronnie's Monarchs to be able to get out there and scoot.
He's looking for that to be a high scoring affair. Here's something that I'm upset about today here on Game Day. It's Wednesday. Why is there not a full slate of NBA games? We got two games tonight. I mean, Wednesday has been the NBA's day my entire life. Like, I watch NBA Wednesdays. I always have. Is this the new TV deal thing? I mean, there's two games on tonight. NBA is supposed to dominate Wednesdays.
There is a little bit of a sports desert today as far as basketball goes, especially at that professional rank. Maybe they're just taking a quick break from the hype of the NBA Cup last night.
Did you watch the finals?
I did watch the finals, yeah.
I mean, we got to look at the ratings. It might be a one. It might be just Jeremy. It was the one household that had it on Amazon Prime.
This was a great game. You had a huge comeback from the Knicks. It was tied at halftime. It was back and forth the entire way. Wemby was playing. Jalen Brunson was hot. You had OG Anunoby go off. That Knicks team is really good. And I said it yesterday. I think that's a potential finals preview. If anyone can get past the Thunder, the Knicks look like the best team in the East right now. It's going to be a late playoff matchup, at least the semifinal games that we saw in the NBA Cup.
Yeah, the Knicks are 18-7. They're NBA Cup champions, and yet there's still people out there that don't think they hired the right coach. I was such a Mike Brown fan, dating back to what he did in Cleveland with the Cavs. This was a huge opportunity. He also had success with, Sacramento? So I thought this was the right hire. I was shocked that they fired Thibodeau after the best season in basically 30 years. But I think Brown could be the coach to take them over the top and into the NBA championship. I don't think they end up winning it this year, but I think Mike Brown could get them past the Eastern Conference Finals this year. There's just not that many teams in the East that I really believe in, and New York is actually one of them. I love the Villanova boys. That's that's the reason why. But yeah, there's just not much going on tonight in the sports world. You've got the ODU bowl game. You've got a second bowl game tonight as well that we wanted to mention. So there's that is the Louisiana against Delaware Ventures Bowl, 8:30 on ESPN. I'll close the show out with this. The Washington Commanders shut down Jaden Daniels. And, you know, Grant had a good take right after. If you're shutting down Jaden, shut down Terry, shut down Debo, shut down everybody that matters to this team next year. And I'm kind of on his side on that one. And I think what I would say is this needs to be Cliff's game plan in which he focuses in on the young guys. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Ben Sennett, Jalen Lane. Those three need to combine for 15 touches. Defensively, get Mikey Sainristil in one-on-one opportunities against A.J. Brown, because you know what? If he gets beat, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go back to what I originally said, and I know I told Grant this take. He didn't love it. Washington holding out Jaden Daniels here is a surprise factor for next season. I totally believe so. And he would say, yes, but everybody has film on Jaden from the 7 games he did play this year. Yeah, but it's different. Philly will not have current tape on Jaden Daniels against the Eagles.
I
think that's a surprise factor for next year.
It's going to be a different team on both sides, though. I mean, it's good to have, I guess, a little bit of that surprise factor. But at the end of the day, I don't think him not playing against the Eagles is going to stop the Eagles from being prepared next season him on.
I would say, as of right now, I would pick the Eagles to beat us 28-0. With the surprise factor, maybe it's 28-14.
I think that's just Jaden magic. I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
I don't know how much a surprise it's going to be.
I hope there's still magic in his legs next year. I have not given up on him at all, but it is so frustrating to see your quarterback go from playing in every single game to appearing in 7 and only finishing 4. And I think that is the most frustrating. It's not the 7, it's the 4. Finishing only 4 with a 2-2 record after having the most incredible rookie season. And people were saying maybe the most incredible rookie quarterback season in the history of the NFL. And this is how he follows it up.
It's up there.
You know, shame on him, shame on the coaching staff, shame on the front office. There were mistakes made all along the way. It doesn't mean I want Adam Peters fired or Dan Quinn fired, but there were mistakes made that everybody will have to look in the mirror and discuss ways to not make that mistake next season. And I think, this is going to be a crucial free agency for Washington this offseason. They only have a certain amount of draft picks. We can get, hopefully, double the amount of new players in free agency. And also, we got to make sure we take care of our own that are going to be up for new contracts, like Debo. I would like Debo back for sure. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye are coming up next. Grant and Danny drive you home here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.